What's up, nerds? It's Monday, August 28th, 2017, and you're listening to episode 28 of The Rat King. Hi, August 28th, end of the 28th episode. Don't say anything yet, I haven't introduced you. With me, as always, is the anime hunk, Jose Merguia.
Hey!
As well as Starboy, Justin Stokes.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Guys, let's talk about the elephant in the room. We stared right at that eclipse.
Yeah.
We, no glasses. We are nearly blind. Mm. I have double retinoblastoma. And I don't know about you guys, but it is not chill.
I'm going to say my eyes are so sore. I don't think I have eyes anymore, actually. I think they melted off.
You do have sockets where the eyes should be, I think.
I'm all pupils now.
Yeah. Yours did that weird thing where everything around it just burned to a crisp. Yeah, you no longer have like an iris, any sort of color at all. You do look like Shark Boy, and Justin looks like Lava Girl.
They were like, hey, don't look at the eclipse. But I looked at it for a good 10 seconds. And then I was like, try to beat that, George.
And then your girlfriend said, who are you talking to? Who's George?
And I said, where are you? I don't see anything.
I looked right into it, and it just, no one really explains that it sunburns your corneas.
No.
And it basically just bakes the inside of your eyeballs to a crisp.
I just had, like, magnifying glasses.
Yeah, I thought it was weird that you were using a telescope and Justin was using a microscope, and then I was using a kaleidoscope.
Right. Must have been really pretty.
We could, yeah, there were so many colors as my eyes burned to ash.
Yeah, everyone was just like, don't look at it. And I was like, if we don't look at it, then how do we know the eclipse is real? Yeah. Obviously.
How do we even know? Okay, if the Earth is flat. Let's talk about that first. Yeah. Earth is flat. We have these, people don't know this, but the moon is square.
No, it's like, just since it's flat, it looks like it's round.
Like, why would we have a map of the planet Earth if it was round? We would have, like, a round map somewhere.
Right,
like,
exactly.
We could spin and point to stuff, like in a movie where we say, where are we going? We spin it and we put a knife in it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not how it works.
No.
At all. Anyway, I have a cold this week, so I'm going to occasionally bow out and blow my nose. Hey, I'm snot running down my face. So I'm going to throw it off to you, Jose. What did you do this past week?
So I own Nier now.
Automata?
Yeah.
Jinx, bitch.
I own Nier now. Haven't played it yet. I did a good amount of games this week.
You did a good amount of games.
I did a good amount of games.
Wait, but you've already played Nier.
Not Automata.
No, okay.
He played the first Nier, which was called?
Nier. I've been playing more Dark Souls 2. I'm really close to finishing it. More Sonic Mania. And what I wanted to talk about the most, I started playing Wolfenstein. Bought it from the sale.
The New Order?
The New Order, yeah.
Okay. Did you get the Old Blood as well?
I did not get the Old
Good
Blood.
Good choice.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not terrible, but just stick to the New Order.
Well, here's the thing.
You hate it?
No, I actually really like it. But I remember you telling me that the Old Blood was more stealth-based. I like doing all the missions stealth form.
Yeah.
And the New Order.
I just didn't like that there was no, like, in the New Order, you can make that choice.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Old Blood, it doesn't necessarily give you that choice. Hmm. It kind of forces you to be a little more stealthy as opposed to giving you the choice.
Because gotcha,
I typically try to be stealthy, and then as soon as they notice me, I fucking blast everybody away.
Then you go back to revert to last checkpoint.
Yeah, exactly.
So I didn't know that you can do a separate storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Where you pick between the two guys that you save.
Yeah.
So I accidentally went to the other guys and I started over and I lost my pistol. So in my actual playthrough, I don't have a pistol.
Interesting.
Can you get one later?
I don't know. Mm. I don't remember at all.
Well,
is this a shooting game, right?
Yeah,
it's
first person. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really fun. I'm trying to beat it before the new Colossus comes out.
One of the things that I thought was clever that I actually brought up on the podcast when I picked it up back when it was 2-bit, I think, is that not only is there food and stuff you can eat and health packs and everything, but you can actually pick up like helmets and stuff
It
gives you, adds to your armor. I thought that was kind
of
unique.
Yeah, it was fun. Like, I like a lot of the story that's going on and like how just BJ's like essentially unstoppable. Like you just see him running around, and like it's because he died, I guess. No, they didn't win the war, is pretty much the whole premise of it.
Kind of, yeah. It's like without him or people like him.
I didn't know there was fucking in it.
Is there?
There's fucking in it.
Isn't that? It's a cutscene, right?
Yeah, it's a cutscene.
Okay. No, it's a mini game like God of War.
God of War and that was a dumb minigame, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't expect it to be that dumb.
Do you guys remember the hot coffee mod? Ooh, no. That gave me so many boners.
No. Oh, from San Andreas. Yeah.
Where you got to watch a girl wearing all her clothes and a guy wearing all her clothes just fuck doggy style.
And God of War, what, you knocked down a vase? I was about to say a lamp.
Yeah, I think you did knock out a... Oh, yeah, it might be a vase. Yeah. So one of those things. Yeah, they probably didn't have electricity back then.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was on the boat at the very beginning, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It makes sense.
It's all the same.
But yeah, Wolfenstein, great game. I didn't think I was going to like it because it's a first-person shooter, but... Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I asked, this is a first-person shooter, because I don't expect you to play first-person shooters, Jose.
It's weird because I really like how the guns work, or like how they feel when you shoot. Like, there's a sort of a... Like it knocks you back, kind of.
Yeah.
And like even the explosions where you're like standing next to a grenade, they pull you, they knock you back, and you kind of feel it.
Right.
The controller. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
I'm stoked for the new Colossus, pretty much.
Yeah.
How long is it? Like 12 hours, 8 hours?
The campaign is probably around 10, I want to say. Yeah, it depends how quickly you want to go through it.
Do you remember who you saved at the beginning of the game?
No. I remember Googling it because it changes your perk set a little bit, and then I picked the one that people told me to because I'm a sheep.
Was it the health one?
What's the other option?
Fergus is the health one, and then the kid is the shield, like your armor.
I think I saved Fergus.
Yeah, I did too. He's also cooler. I mean, I only knew the guy for, what, like 30 minutes?
Yeah.
And I was like,
you do get to watch people just get destroyed in front of you, too. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. Right now, I'm at, I think, Chapter 3, where you're freeing everybody from the prison.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know how far I am into that.
Yeah, and you're shooting Nazis, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Just wanted to make sure.
All of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And robots.
Robot dogs, and
you stabbing German Shepherd dogs.
Yeah, so many times in the neck and body.
Yeah. But I mean, other than that, that's pretty much the only thing I did. What about you, Justin?
Isn't it kind of steampunk?
No.
No? Okay, never mind.
There's robots.
I know what it is, but I'm kind of blending it with. The other Bethesda game that was stealth-based.
Dishonored?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this one is just like... I mean, it's... No, I wouldn't define it as steampunk, but it's like, well, if you know, back in the 50s, they had to make robots, they would be kind of steam-powered and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have a steampunk aesthetic, I don't think, at least.
Nah.
Which is more so like iron robots. Like, the Iron Giant wouldn't look like that today, but... Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. I gotcha.
How about you, Justin? What'd you do?
Let's see. I picked up a little bit of Just Cause 3 again. Didn't do much there because once you unlock the jetpack wingsuit, then everything just becomes trivial and you get a super powerful machine gun. So I played that for probably on Monday, and then that was it for a few hours.
I deleted that from my PS4.
Good, because I'm like, about to also.
I put like maybe 7-8 hours into it, and then I think Jose was here last time when I was deleting it maybe. And I had to get like one more trophy because of my OCD, and then I deleted it because I was like, as soon as I cleared like one island, then I went to the next and it said, you just cleared 3 out of 15 provinces. I was like, fuck you. I'm not doing this. And then there's another island. Like, it's so repetitive. It's fine on that first island, but.
Yeah, there's like 4 islands. Well, there's like an archipelago, so there's 2 big islands, 3 big islands, and archipelago.
Did that game review well?
No.
Really? Okay.
It didn't do well at all.
I wasn't sure what I was hearing. I've heard people like it.
The only good part in reviews I saw was people saying the flying was really good, which I agree with. Well, kind of.
Because I remember when Just Cause 2 had that mod where you can grapple everything. That's what everybody liked.
Well, people love Just Cause 2 for the multiplayer mod.
Yeah, and then, you can grapple everything.
Yeah, I guess. And then, you know, the game isn't actually multiplayer. Right. So that's why Just Cause 2 was big. But other than that, no, none of them have been great games.
Okay. The very first Just Cause was for PlayStation 2 and Xbox, right?
I have no clue, actually. I had no record of it until Just Cause 2 came out on the 360 and the PS3.
I think the first one is like a cowboy or something. But anyways, I picked up playing a little bit of the Diablo 3.
Mm-hmm.
So I was participating in their season stuff. So I was doing some more of that. But other than those two games, I didn't really do much.
Whenever I log on to my turn on my PS4, I see Justin playing whatever he's playing, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Just because, like, Diablo for the millionth time, but as I'll end up saying in mine,
Doing on Diablo, Justin?
Well, yeah. I forget that Diablo has things to do in it. Like, they have, like, the whole seasons thing and stuff like that. I forgot they have, like, events. And it's essentially kind of like an MMO in a way.
Kind of, yeah.
It has, like, things to do. Mm-hmm. Which I'm like, oh, well, Justin's just playing Diablo 3 again for, like, the 50th time.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, right. Well, it also has things to do in it.
Like, yeah, whenever I'm on it, I'm just doing the season 11 ladder stuff. Right. So I'm just trying to, I guess, get the pet and the portrait.
Wow.
What about you, Scott?
Oh,
what
have you done this week? How you doing? So this week I watched 4 Fast and Furious films, and
which yes, ones?
They are films.
Did you watch them in order?
Yeah, of course.
Like chronological?
No, I didn't.
Damn.
I watched them in release order, which is out of order, unfortunately, because...
So you went from The Fast and Furious, and then you ended on Fast and Furious.
Yes, exactly.
Gotcha.
I watched The, and then I watched Too Fast, Too Furious, then I watched Tokyo Drifting number 2, 3, 4, 5.
So we've all seen them all, right? Well, I haven't seen one.
Yeah, I have seen them all, yes.
I have not seen the first one.
They are an affront to God in the best way.
Yes.
Vin Diesel looked at God and spit in his face.
Good.
Yeah.
And then drove off and hit the Nas button.
I watched 4 of those. They're pretty bad up until the 5th one, Fast 5.
When The Rock shows up.
Rock shows up.
He's like, hey, I'm going to make this movie great.
Exactly. And then it gets kind of insane. And like, when I have digital copies of it and I'm watching on Apple TV, so it tells you the Rotten Tomatoes score. Mm-hmm. And like, up until 5, I don't think any of them get over like
35%. Nice.
My
uncle really likes the second one.
Too Fast, Too Furious?
Yes, with Paul Walker and...
Tyrese Gibson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was watching the outtakes. They seemed like they were friends.
Yes.
And then other than that, I jumped back into Fallout 4 after just mocking you for playing a game over and over and over. I started it this time with mods, which the only mods I'm using are...
Good grass mod.
Good grass.
More grass.
No, it was to max out my character stats.
Okay, so you're a walking god.
Pretty much. So I'm still like, you know, I started a new game to do it, and I'm only like level 15 or something, but pretty much all of my perks are maxed out, which you would have to get to like level 300 to do, and then all of my special stats. So you find a special book in the beginning, you know, and you can choose a stat, and the mod put like 42 of those into the game, and then you just do that.
So what does that look like? Like, what does that do to your character?
You are essentially the 4 horsemen of the apocalypse in one character, right?
Kind of, yeah. So it doesn't affect the physical look or anything of it, but it does give you stuff like sometimes if you kill someone, they'll explode into caps, and then you pick up all the caps.
Wow.
Or there's a ricochet thing, so if someone shoots a wall instead of you, the bullet could ricochet and kill them.
So, like, you said they explode into caps?
Well, they basically, it just plays like that birthday party blower noise, and then there are caps.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it just dropped caps and then, like... It fucked up your frame rate.
Oh, it does. It
does
for
it
sure
really?
Does. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it absolutely does.
How
it plays
often
that
does
noise,
that happen?
Like every 30th kill, I'd say.
Okay, that's not too bad.
But I've played it so many times, and I've killed all these people and gone all these places that I was like, well, now I just kind of want to explore and not do any quests or whatever. So I figured I'll just max out my character and enjoy all the crazy stuff.
Does it mess with your like transportation? Like, can you run faster? Or
yeah, so there's like agility and stuff.
Jump faster or jump longer, like higher?
Not really.
Because I remember
not with jumping.
Oblivion, right? You would race your acrobatics and you're just jumping super high and shit.
Morrowind. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't affect you in Oblivion.
The agility, you can run a little bit faster and your stamina lasts a lot longer. And then, you know, there's weird stuff like you might be able to subdue a Deathclaw and then make it your companion for a little while until someone else kills it, basically.
Oh.
And you can send it to attack people and stuff like that.
Nice.
So, you know, just having a little fun with that.
Oh, it's found the scorpions more terrifying than the Deathclaws in the game.
I hate the rad scorpions and I hate the mire lurks.
Because they would always pop up when you least expect them.
I actually started looking at Fallout 3 on eBay. The Game of the Year edition, because I thought about getting that again, but it just looks so bad. You know, it's like an 11-year-old game now, so I'm hoping they remake it. But also, I was thinking, in Fallout 5, what I really want to see, one of the smallest things I want to see is, like, physical destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, being able to, like, if I shoot a house with a nuke, it should be gone forever.
Yeah,
and I'm not talking about, like, every building, because obviously that's not possible, or you wouldn't want to do that anyway. But if, you know, there should be certain things where it looks like shit's already falling down. If there's nothing major in there, then you should be able to topple it, basically. Yeah. I think that would be fun.
Like when you shoot the fat man down like a building, but everything's fine, but just that one guy blows up.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a little bit of radiation there. But yeah, so that's been fun. But that's pretty much been it this past week, I think.
How would you rate each Fast and Furious movie?
Out of like what? Out of like 1 out of 10?
Probably anything. In their order. The first one, I'd give it a number 1. The second film, I'd give it a 2.
That's not too far off. Like, I'd probably say 1 and 2. Like, if I'm going on a, let's just give it a grade scale. Okay. 1 and 2 are probably D's.
Okay.
And then Tokyo Drift is probably a D. And then the fourth one is probably like a hard C minus. Uh-huh. And then 5 through 9 or 5 through 8 are just pass. D's. No, they're like straight A's.
Okay.
They're fantastic.
Sounds
they don't
like
get
my
any
report
better.
Card.
Yeah, pretty
like
much.
The 2 art classes, the history and the AP English.
And your
but
4
then
maths.
The rest are just, yeah, my 4 maths. That I took in senior year.
Yeah, you were like, maybe I could hold
and
them
not
off.
In the smart way either.
Yeah. I never had good grades, so I can relate.
I only did, ever.
Yeah.
So, fuck you guys. We're in the same place in life. It really did help me at all. Okay, so now we're going to move on to the news. Jose, tell me about that Injustice 2 Fighter Pack 2 that is being released soon.
Yo, so
don't ever say yo on the podcast. Yo, ban. Yo, ban.
Yo,
yo. Yo.
This makes me kind of want to buy Injustice, but I know I say this all the time. A new character gets announced.
But it's better than Tekken.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, for sure. Why haven't you already purchased this game?
He doesn't like the Mortal Kombat style.
Yeah, I don't. And
that's
that,
what he keeps telling me.
Especially now since they added Raiden to it. And I'm like, fuck Raiden, fuck him.
Is that Metal Gear Raiden or is that Mortal Kombat?
No,
that, Mortal
Kombat. Raiden
I don't
is
know
from
why,
Metal Gear. Raiden
I don't know why
from...
that would be Metal Gear. I don't know why I said that. I'm
I
sorry, guys.
Hellboy's
I like video
it.
Games.
Hellboy's in it. I mean, why not? Predator was in it.
Yeah, but there aren't any cameos from outside.
They were in
DC and shit.
Well, I guess. I was going to say they were in Mortal Kombat.
Predator, you know.
Oh, yeah. Is Predator in that? Why did I think Predator was in Killer Instinct?
Because he seems like he would be in Killer Instinct too.
Okay.
But yeah, man, they announced that Raiden was going to be in it, Hellboy and Black Manta, but the big one's Hellboy.
I'm a big Hellboy fan.
Yeah, he looks really cool. He looks like the comic. Like his eyes are just like, it has no pupils. They're just red or yellow eyes.
They
look really good.
They're still casting that Hellboy film, and they're like trying their hardest not to cast any Asian actors in it, is what I hear. So.
Why is that?
Because everyone likes white people.
Okay.
You know how it is.
Yeah. Well, white people are okay, except for when they're not.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Black Manta. Do you guys give a shit about Black Manta?
I don't know who that is.
He's Aquaman's villain.
Yeah,
he's
cool. Aquaman's nemesis.
Don't care.
He's some guy who, in Young Justice lore, he is the dad of Aquaboy or Aqualad.
Yeah, this was announced at Gamescom, right?
Yeah.
It's when they showed it. And then I was wondering, how come they didn't do more DC characters? Like, I'm sure they can add plenty of more characters to the roster.
I know they killed off a few.
Well, and I think it might get a little messy now that there is there's going to be the DC cinematic universe versus just the regular DC universe versus what's in games, kind of like how Marvel got split up between Fox, Sony, and Marvel and Disney and whatever, you know? I think that's where the rights and licenses gets kind of crazy, maybe.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, so they have Black Manta and they added the Hellboy. I was like, what about Dr. Manhattan? Or those other Watchmen people.
Never really thought about that, actually.
Because I know everyone thinks of DC as Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman. But is Hawkman in it?
Hawkman, I don't think so.
Is
think
Green
he might
Lantern
have,
in
I think
it?
He might have died in the first one, actually. Because Nightwing's not in it. He was in the first one, but he died.
Mm-hmm.
He got killed by fucking Damian or whatever.
Yeah, I was just expecting more DC characters, and maybe with future packs, they'll add more DC characters.
There is a good amount. They just had a DLC pack where they released the Outlaws, I think.
Blue Beetle in it, Jose?
Blue Beetle is in
okay,
it.
Just
I think
to
he's
make
one
sure.
of the characters that a lot of people end up liking in that game.
Mm-hmm.
But Red Hood just got announced, or just came out. Same with Starfire, and I forgot who that third one was. Do you remember?
No.
Raven.
Sorry. Maybe actually
Beast Boy. Oh, Beast Boy's not in it.
No, he's not in it. I think
they could add a Beast Boy.
Probably gonna have a Teen Titans pack or something later where they have those two come in.
Yeah, it was just at the end of the day I was like, oh, so they're gonna add Probably like Jason Voorhees or something into the game, but I was like, I would like to see him strictly add more DC characters. Okay. Because what? There's a lot of of characters in there.
Jason Voorhees is already in a fighting
Mortal
game.
Kombat. Yeah, he's in Mortal Kombat.
Okay. Gotcha. Same with Predator and Alien. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. And Freddy Krueger and
Leatherface.
Fucking Leatherface is in it.
Ed Gein, bro.
Ed Boon.
Nipple Belt.
Oh. I thought you were talking about the guy who made the fucking games.
They're coming out with a new Leatherface movie.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I doubt it will be that good.
I don't think any
have I watched all the Chainsaw Massacre movies. Of course I have.
I heard the first one was really scary, like the black one from and white the 70s one. Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you're a fucking weird black and white TV watching motherfucker,
say maybe in the 70s it was.
Yeah, I think everything was. Remember when people were afraid of that that train?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
No. The first movie ever made was that train that was coming toward the camera, and people were in the audience, and they started running out.
It's in 3D.
That's a real thing.
What is
people,
this?
People were so freaked out by a video, and they were like, this train's going to fucking kill us, and they ran out. And the guy on the outside was like, you fucking scumbag
you
bitches.
It's not real.
And then he gets smashed by a train.
But I want to try this, but I'm scared I'm not going to like it. I feel like I should have gotten this instead of Tekken 7.
Yeah, oh,
you,
I think
yeah,
I
definitely
think
should have.
At least I, if not both of us, told you that.
Yeah, but I also don't like the combat in Tekken.
I also don't like being told what to do.
I also don't like Mortal Kombat style fights because they feel so clunky, Tekken as well.
I feel like the third option is to do neither and respect them from
afar. I just want to say that this is probably the fifth time in
that I've
seven consecutive episodes you said, I should get it, but I don't want to.
I probably will when it's $10 and Injustice 3 is coming out and all better characters and all that shit. But
in 2 years?
Yeah, in 2 years. Yeah.
I was going to say, it's going to be a while until they come out with 3 because they're still pretty successful with 2.
It looks fun, though. I really like the art style of it.
Yeah, no, it looks amazing.
Yeah.
It's hands down, I think, the best looking fighting game.
Well, I don't know. Guilty Gear looks fucking great.
Best three-dimensional.
Guilty Gear looks fucking great.
It's not three-dimensional.
It's three-dimensional.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's not just the hand-drawn style?
It's not hand-drawn. It's the models are 3D, but they look 2D.
Well, you know what I mean, then.
No.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, it
doesn't
count.
Well, no. What's the difference? Do you mean full-on,
Yeah, full-on actual...
Because they're 3D models, and then, when you win the round, but it does, a full spin of the whole arena.
But I'm obviously talking about between, Street Fighter, Tekken, Injustice, Killer Instinct, the actual, 3D full thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
It looks great.
Yeah.
I like it.
Cool. Get it.
Yeah, get it.
I
just
will
pick it up
someday.
Just give it a try. You gave Tekken a try.
Yeah.
So just give Injustice.
Yeah, that's true.
A try.
I fucking paid $60
for
Tekken. Why not pay
$30
for Injustice 2?
Exactly. Yeah. And I can get it even cheaper because I shoplift.
Yes.
And I still have to pay you.
Also.
Yes. $60. Yes.
Don't believe what me and Scott said. If we don't steal, but yeah.
Wait, what did you say? You stole
did
something
you
too?
Yeah, I said, we steal. And I said, yeah. No, we don't.
Just remember, guys, if you're going to shoplift, do it from a big store. Don't go to your local corner store and steal a ho-ho. That hurts those people. That's a family running that. But if you're in a Walmart, I'll tell you now, steal all you want.
Just break it.
Break it. They're not going to make you buy it. That's a fake thing. Just tip a TV over and then go look in the manager's face and say, oops.
Is that the same, if you go to, a restaurant and you don't have enough money to pay for your meal, do they make you go
wash
dishes?
Dishes?
Is that real? Because I've always been told that, and I still believe it.
No, I started like that, but then I ended up working at Panera Bread for 3 years. And they did not pay me once. And I said, that bagel could not have been that expensive.
So they just made you work?
Yeah.
Jesus.
No, Panera Bread is actually good about it. They have a thing, at least I know it was in Chicago and maybe California as well, and I don't know if it's nationwide, but if you were homeless or you had financial issues, if you came in and you were like, hey, I really need a meal but I don't have the money, they'd say, okay, here's the meal.
So it's true. Can do that. Yeah. I can go in every day to same Panera Bread and do that.
I mean, they would notice that you're cleaned up and stuff, and
okay,
I know right
I gotcha.
Now you're covered in muck, but
yeah.
When you're not, you
okay,
look,
I gotcha.
You look like you have a little bit of money. And
so
also, I think
maybe I can get away with not paying for food without doing
at least
dishes.
Once or twice.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or just I'll... run. Well, you can't run very fast,
no,
can you?
Okay. I'd probably run 2 feet and then my heart would explode.
Yeah,
oh,
you almost had a heart attack playing a video game.
Yeah.
So I could see that happening.
Okay, I'll try it. And then I'll let you two know if I'm in jail or not.
Right, right. In jail for skipping.
Trying to run.
Okay. Gotcha.
You didn't even steal. You just tried to run, and they said, that's not funny. Yeah. Don't do that.
And you're like, oh, well, he didn't go to the hospital because his heart exploded. He just got arrested.
Yeah. And then they'd, I would do something mean to you, like when they're taking your mugshot, I would move that height measurement thing up so it looked like you were 4 feet tall.
Don't do that. the only thing I kind of have going on for me is I'm almost 5'9".
Really? Yeah. I could have sworn you were taller. I thought you were taller than me.
No, you're taller than me. Okay,
cool. You're what, 5'10"? 5'9". Oh, are you? Okay. See, I always try to make everyone an inch taller so I can pretend I'm an inch taller. Because I'm like right under 6'1", and I hate it.
You mean 7'1"?
So are you 6 foot?
I'm like 6'3" inches. Okay, cool. So, but I always say 6'1", and then they measure me, and they go, it says 6¾", and they're like, you're 6 feet tall. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, I think I'm like 5'8½".
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We'll work on that. We'll put you on one of those stretch rack things.
Yeah, just stretch my knees. That's all I need.
Oh, stretch the knees.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best part to stretch. Okay, so moving on from that. THQ Nordic, who I believe they're coming out with the newest God of War, correct?
Yep.
Yeah. They
are they?
Yeah.
Huh.
Pretty sure. Anyway, I'm probably wrong.
I thought it was Darksiders.
You don't know, Jose.
I don't.
Yeah, who knows? Anyway, they revealed Biomutant, which is described as an open-world post-apocalyptic kung fu fable, which is going to come out for PS4, Windows, and Xbox One. Did you guys check this out at all?
Yes.
I'm going to blow my nose. So yeah, you guys talk about it.
It looks, so from what I saw, it looks like an open-world thing, kind of-ish, kind of like a Zelda-ish game. It just reminded me kind of more of like Darkstalkers. Or Darkstalkers or Darksiders?
Which Darksiders. One?
Darksiders.
Darkstalkers.
Darkstalkers is the fighting the game. Gotcha. Like, yeah. Obviously not enough. But
yeah, so it very much feels like a Darksiders type, Darksiders style game mixed with sort of like a Devil May Cry fighting style, because obviously it has guns and melee weapons. And it also has sort of like some PSYOP features, I believe. I watched a video this morning. It was about 10 or 11 minutes of gameplay. And you saw something similar, right?
Yes.
What did you think of what you saw?
It looks, I don't know. When I saw it, it was like I kind of got like Banjo-Kazooie feels, like not feels, but like a vibe out of it.
Was it because it was an animal, or
That and like because like the world, it was kind of like open worldish, and like
I guess I should back it up
and an animal as well.
Well, when I watch it, I got like a very whimsical feel. And then I was like, oh, so this is kind of like whenever I get new powers, I'm either like part of an animal or I just have mutant powers. And like you said.
Yeah. So to take it back a little bit, it says your main character appears to be a ragged raccoon-like creature in the game's artwork. But of course, now they've released a video. And you can modify your character with claws, barbed tails, and wings. You can also earn psi mutations like telekinesis and levitation, which they showed a little bit. And also robotic limbs.
I was going to ask, actually, so when they were playing it, they showed the trailer and he just looked like a regular raccoon, kind of.
Yeah.
But then in the gameplay trailer, the gameplay that I saw, he was purple and blue.
Yeah, so you have sort of this geometric slider that allows you to change, like, how large its head is versus its body versus its limbs. And then you can also change the fur color
as well. Character creation.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So that does have character creation.
It does. It's pretty. Cool. It's pretty limited, but it gives you enough to like vary it up.
Yeah,
a little
I would
bit,
say right I'd say character where you can edit. I wouldn't say you can't create your character.
Customization more so than creation.
But like the reason I got kind of like a Banjo-Kazooie vibe out of it was because they introduced characters and they were like, "Oh, this is Gooby the Goober Center." Or some shit. Like I was like, "Okay."
The person, it looks like there's like a mole that makes your equipment for you, and his name is Wiz Tinker Tonker.
Yeah,
and I was like, "That's a good name." But it basically, in the gameplay, just showed you going to a couple different areas on the map and seeing sort of a mini-boss character, like a very mini-boss, and then like their minions that you're fighting against. Currently, the combat didn't look fluid enough for me. That's my biggest issue. What the vibe that I got was, if you guys remember iNinja from the PS2, that's what I was thinking of. It was not a great game. Most people did not have it, but I did. So that's the vibe that I got off of it.
It kind of looked like they were trying to go for like a Devil May Cry kind of combat system.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it felt heavy. It looked heavy like an Arkham game.
Yeah.
Cause like he would do that roll, and I'm like, this looks fluid, like the like kind of like
and you,
the
you could roll
twist.
Between their legs and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, like
was
that
cool.
That looked cool, but like when you would go back to fight, it looked really slow and clunky.
Yeah,
like and so they need to find something to do with that between those two.
Yeah, I was gonna say, maybe that's just like what they wanted to do with the character, because you can get different like abilities, and maybe they want you to focus on like other stuff.
Maybe, but it also just it's pretty far from coming out. It's coming out in 2018.
Yeah,
so there's more than enough time to work on it and add through it. I just don't know. I think one of the tough things is when you come out with a new IP, you have to have a very likable character.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if that's going to happen with this, or because of that customization, you kind of make him your own. Is it going to be like, this is just sort of your proxy or your avatar as you play, as opposed to having a character that you actually like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Cool. Thanks.
Yeah. Because I feel like that whole character, like you said, the character creation thing, I'm scared that might take away from liking that character.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're like, oh, well, let's flesh out the other characters instead. Yeah. Like the mole that fixes your shit and who has some weird ass quips or something. I don't know.
Yeah. And there also seems to be a good karma, bad karma system. Mm-hmm. I had like the yin and the yang, and you choose what options you want to make, sort of like you would in a Fallout or a Skyrim or something like that. And that can affect you as well. It didn't really go into how that affects the gameplay. But it says, the martial arts style combat system allows you maximum freedom of movement and agility while mixing shooting, melee, and powers from your mutations. And, oh, and it also talked about wushu combat, which I feel like we maybe talked about in the Olympics thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway,
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, the environment, the setting sort of reminds me of a mix of, like we said, Darksiders as well as Horizon Zero Dawn, because it appears all the creatures are sort of mechanically enhanced in some way, even down to the grasshopper they showed in the original artwork.
Yeah.
But it is sort of a lush forest. I don't know if they're going for that lush post-apocalyptic feel or what exactly. But I think
that's why I got like a whimsical feel from it.
Yeah, and I'm hoping it is more than what it appears to be so far, which appears to be a sort of just a clunky game with many good ideas. Like, I love the idea of mixing your combat like that to make everything more fluid. You can upgrade your equipment and change your guns and your swords and how you want to fight. But so far, it just looks fairly robotic, and I'm hoping they work on that.
Out of all the stuff that was announced and showed off at Gamescom, this was probably the most interesting one to me, just because it's a new IP with something different.
Yeah, and that's actually something that we'll talk about a little bit later. But for now, oh, it also has vehicles and shit. So, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and I saw it was driving a hand. Did either of you see that?
And it was like shooting like finger guns.
It could also just like kick people and stuff with it, flick them and everything. So that's interesting. So I think there might be more to it than what meets the eye. But
this is gonna be Banjo-Kazooie, nuts and bolts.
Hey, that was a good game.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't like it.
But one is called the Fearless Wild.
Huh?
This one's called the Fearless Wild.
Sure.
Yeah.
Biomutant? That's the name of it?
No, Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh,
Fearless Wild. Okay.
Wait, is it colon in the Fearless Wild? Yes, that doesn't make any sense.
Yes, that's the name.
It's like Banjo-Kazooie, colon, and the nuts and bolts.
Okay, Justin, tell us about Monster Hunter World and the DLC plan for that.
Okay, so they announced that going forward with Monster Hunter World, that they will not offer DLC for pretty much paid DLC.
Yeah.
So everything that they pretty much will make for the game going forward is free additions to the game. And these take form in, I guess, just limited events or timely events and quests that you can do in story mode. So they didn't say anything like big expansions or like how they have Monster Hunter Generations where it's on like, I don't know, like 7 expansion packs or something like that. So I imagine this will just be just like little tiny missions that you can do and that they add on to the, like, I guess story mode is what they said.
So Capcom kind of sucks, but when they do the DLC for Monster Hunter games, it's pretty cool because it's all free.
I read it and it said free DLC or free DLC. I was like, hell yeah. No one wants to pay for DLC.
Yeah. Well, because from the 3DS Monster Hunter games, all the DLC has been free and you get like Lynx armor or something like that. I know for Monster Hunter Generations 2 or whatever for the Switch, you're getting Lynx armor for free. And the 3DS one that I have, you would be able to get Samus's armor and some weird shit.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
So, like, and I'm curious as to what they're going to do for the PlayStation 4 one. Like, is it going to be, like, Kratos swords for the dual blades or something?
Maybe.
That'd be cool.
Maybe new Kratos where he's got the frost axe.
Yeah.
But, so they said since you're always connected on the PS4, they just want to do free missions, free quests that you can do. I'm waiting to see if they announce anything as far as like bigger stuff, like an expansion maybe.
Right, more monsters. Or,
yeah, just like bringing older stuff in. That would be really neat.
That game looks like a Monster Hunter game. Like
Monster Hunter
up,
World?
It just looks like Monster Hunter. Like it looks good.
Yeah.
The combat looks a lot better,
too. Did either of you watch like the new gameplay for it?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I remember earlier when we were talking about it, I was like, man, this looks really good. But it looks really good.
Yeah.
Like really good, Scott.
No, I saw. It's the first one that I don't think looks like shit.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly.
Yeah, Monster Hunters always look like shit. Yeah. They always look like PS2 games because that's what they were. PS2 games.
They look like Dreamcast games.
Yeah.
Yeah, not good.
On the gameplay, what really got my attention was since I've been playing Fortnite, or was playing Fortnite, mm-hmm. there's a character on there. The voice of the robot character that helps you in Fortnite is the voice of the tutorial lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, God.
Which, by the way, also, they're adding a tutorial to it.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. Because the Monster Hunter games don't have tutorials.
Who are the little cat guys? Calicos?
Calicos, yeah.
Yeah, Calicos. So I was watching the video, and at one point, the character runs up to one of them that's, like, chilling out.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, a whole bunch of them just pop up, and they, like, throw
trap
a net
the monster,
around the
yeah.
monster. And I was like, God, that forever... I'm sorry, when I was watching it, I was like, this felt like forever, but mm-hmm. in like game time, I was like, that's like a good 30 seconds of that monster being immobilized.
Yeah.
And then like when he breaks free, he's still immobilized.
And it's also super cool because like sometimes you're playing one of the characters that has the bows,
uh-huh.
and like you can't really solo with a bow.
Right.
Like, so like having like a Palico kind of tank for you is pretty great, especially if you can have them trap
mm-hmm.
while you're right there, and then you can just fucking go to town on them or something.
Yeah. I was like, man, this looks really good.
Yeah. I think I might end up getting it.
Yeah, it's something that I'm definitely on the lookout for next year.
Yeah.
I definitely plan on getting it, so if you're getting it, hopefully we get to play together, mm-hmm. slay some monsters. Trying to think. Man, I'm just blown away by how good it looks compared to the other one.
It looks really great. Next year, right? February, I think?
It said early 2018,
yeah,
so I'm guessing probably March or May, end of the first quarter.
It's March.
Smart.
Gotcha.
I feel like next year is going to be similar to how this year was, where a lot of great games are coming out. Like
totally front-loaded.
Yeah, like just all like in the first few months, there's going to be great games, and I'm not going to have time to play them.
Can't wait for 2018 when like two Switch games come out. It's going to
be
so good.
What games are even coming out next year? Pikmin 9 and...
Pikmin 10.
Yeah, Pikmin 9 10.
Don't forget about Samus 4.
Samus 4.
Metroid Prime 4. Sorry, I don't pay attention. But yeah, it looks great. I've told Jose many times when we were a lot younger, I was like, man, I can't wait for like a really good Monster Hunter game with an open map.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's finally happening. But out of the stuff with Monster Hunter, that's about it. So I look forward to seeing what kind of DLC they're going to be adding, if they add like bigger expansions or if they add any additions to the map.
Excellent. All right, so moving from sequels to remakes,
Jose,
tell us about both The Secret of Mana and those Yakuza.
Okay,
guys.
So there's going to be a complete...
Sorry, hold on. Yakuza.
Yakuza. There's going to be a complete remake for The Secret of Mana,
yes.
Which I don't know if you guys played The Secret of Mana when you were younger.
You know I did.
Yeah.
Here's my first question. Before you even get started, mm-hmm. why isn't that on the Switch?
I know, right? So,
it made me so mad.
I feel kind of shitty because I've been playing.
I feel very shitty. I feel so shitty.
I'm so sorry, but I heard you say I feel kind of sheery.
I've been playing games on the Switch, Sonic Mania and stuff.
Yeah.
And I like that I can just take it upstairs with me.
Yeah. Get away from your nagging girlfriend.
Yeah,
your awful nag of a girlfriend.
Leave me alone.
Get away from me.
I'm going to go play Switch.
You left me months ago. I know I need help with rent, but please.
That's buying that Switch doesn't help, by the way.
I know.
But it just, this seems like the perfect game for the Switch.
It really
does. Considering you can...
Any RPG like that really does.
And like, even, it looks great.
Yeah, like, how much would you love to... Well, I know I would love to play Final Fantasy VII remake on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, anyway.
But it'd be great just because you can use the two Joy-Con to play together.
Yeah.
Since it's co-op and stuff like that. I don't know, man. I know I've heard people say, like, why isn't that on the Switch? I'm not going to play it on the Vita anymore. Like, I've been spoiled by how the Switch is.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, same with Stardew Valley. Like, I could play it on the Vita, like, through remote play. But,
the
Switch version.
And it actually has a full-on, like, release date, February 15th, 2018, the day after Halloween?
Yeah.
Valentine's Day.
yeah, Valentine's Day. I like that it's a complete remake.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's like new audio, new music, complete remake of everything. I like that.
Yeah. And voiceovers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For the first time.
I've only heard... Did you watch the trailer for it?
Yes, but with no audio.
Oh, no audio? Yeah. The voice acting so far, it's okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't...
It reminded me of like the Grandia games, the way it looks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I also feel like there's still that strike going on, so...
Oh, yeah, the voice actors. Yeah, so. I know a few like high-profile voice actors are in that.
Mm-hmm. Unless they were contracted in before the strike started, they're not in it.
I don't think so. This seems kind of recent.
Like, yeah, so there shouldn't be any big people in it.
Though. Yeah, yeah. But I know. I think Troy Baker's in it.
He's in everything.
Yeah. not in the game. He's in the strike. I could be
Oh,
wrong,
yeah. No, yeah. It, everyone is. Yeah, anyone yeah. who's part of the union, you have yeah, to be. Yeah, so that's yeah. what I'm saying. There's probably not any major... I mean, not yeah. that people who aren't
I mean,
in
it's
SAG
not bad.
After.
It's just like... it might have Japanese voice acting. It might switch it to that, but we'll see.
I won't. I speak English.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like subtitles.
And in my home, we speak English, baby.
Gotcha.
Oh, we're working today. Anyway, oh. sorry.
But I'm stoked for it.
Yeah.
Just because I've been waiting for it.
Here's the thing. I do not want to play it on my PS4.
No.
That's not the place for me.
That's why I'm kind of like, I am Setsuna. Mm-hmm. I don't want to play that on the PS4.
Yeah.
That seems like the kind of game you would want to play on the Switch. Luckily, it's on the Switch.
I was going to say, it did come to the Switch. Yeah. So I think that's probably their biggest... I need Square Enix to show some love to the Switch.
Yeah.
I know recently... I think
they might be kind of skeptical about it.
Maybe, but I mean, the marriage of Square Enix and Nintendo has been forged for years.
I was going to say, is like they're skeptical about the Switch, but they're releasing a Final Fantasy 15 game for the mobile.
Yeah.
Like with big small. Heads.
Yeah.
And they didn't deny the fact that maybe 15 would come to the Switch.
Yeah, I hope not.
Why?
We don't need any more 15. We're good.
I mean, I didn't expect it to become Skyrim so quickly.
Yeah, yeah. There's Skyrim, and now there's Assassin's Creed in it.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much it for Secret of Mana. But Yakuza 2 is getting a freaking remake.
Nice.
I need to catch up. Because it looks like they're just going to do at least up to 3. Because 4 was PS3 and so was 5. But the thing that caught my attention is that they're making Yakuza 2 in the Yakuza 6 engine, which looks fucking great.
And this one would be a complete remaster also.
Yeah, yeah. So the first, because the Yakuza 1 is coming out next week, the remake for Yakuza mm-hmm. 1. And that was remade, I believe, in the Yakuza 5 engine. So that looks great too. So if I need to play that, I might skip 0 for now. Because yeah. 0 seems like the kind of game that you want to play after you play all of them.
Mm.
And I think I'm going
to As someone who's never played any of the Yakuza games, can you give me a quick rundown on, I guess, what are they like, if you can compare
Shinmu,
it to another
but good.
Game?
Yeah, pretty much. No, that's literally what it is. Like, I've heard people have been saying, like, this is what Shenmue is now. Like, this is, like, the combat kind of seems like the Musou games, like the Warriors games, where, like, there's a lot of them coming at you, but they're all, it's more controlled than that. Like, instead of 100, there's going to be, like, 10, and you can pick who you're going to punch instead of, like, hitting everybody.
Right.
And it's more like, and I've realized... that the Yakuza 1, 2, and 3 games, they've all been, like, the combat's been kind of clunky, so they fixed it in 4, 5, and 6. And they're also remaking these games with the combat from 6.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot better, more fluid combat.
Nice.
They added, like, a butt ton of details to it that I don't know about. Like, just because I've also never played a Yakuza game. I've always been interested in them, but I never wanted to pay the $60 for the game.
Yeah.
Like, now. Like,
oh, but you played $60 for Tekken.
Yeah, I did. But, like, PS2 games, like, you can buy them for $60 for PS2.
Yeah, okay, yeah, don't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, don't do that. I didn't know it was for PS2.
Now that they're re-releasing them, they're long games. They're, like, 60 hours. And I know you told me to stop playing JRPGs for that reason, so I can play more games.
Yeah, I just don't understand how you live your life.
It's hard. It's a hard life.
Yeah.
He has 40-hour days. That's what his day schedule is
yeah,
like.
Yeah, it really does seem that way. I just don't get it.
It's like if I get stuck in like a JRPG, I'm playing that game for the whole day, like when I'm off. And it's kind of shitty.
Yeah, that's upsetting to me.
That's why you're on PS4 at 4 in the morning.
No.
Are you sure you're not depressed?
No, that's why I'm not depressed, because I'm just like masking everything with these games.
He's like,
if I don't stop playing, I won't be sad.
That's why Justin sleeps 20 hours. He's like, if I'm not awake, I can't be sad.
That's what we want to avoid, is sad Jose. So, yeah. So keep it up.
Yeah, like a complete remake of that game. Yakuza 6 is coming out as well. That game is boasting a lot of stuff. Like the game's going to essentially be seamless. Like, you can go inside of doors.
Yeah, and this, like, is inside of... this is the newest game, and the remake. So this is, like, the newest new title.
I think this one has fucking Virtual Fighter in it, and I keep saying that. Yeah. Like, it's impressive. I mean, I guess it kind of is.
But... I mean, it's whatever.
But are you guys interested at all in the Yakuza series?
In a word, no.
And like, well, like, at least, like, to the point where you're like, oh, that looks good. And then you stay away from it, not touch it?
Not at all. It doesn't look bad to me, but it's just so, like, it's like when I see a jar of mayonnaise, I just kind of go like, oh, that's mayonnaise.
That's mayonnaise, yeah. And there's karaoke in it.
And I know it's probably Miracle Whip, the game, you know, but I just see mayonnaise.
Yeah, I gotcha. So. It's fucking Shenmue, pretty much.
Yeah.
I never played a Shenmue game either.
I've only played the first Shenmue. I know that the Yakuza games are really, really big hits over... overseas.
Yeah.
And whenever I see them, just like, oh, like, I know it's a good game because of what people say about, but I'm just like, I'm not interested enough to pick it up.
It's one of those games where, like, if you're not interested in, like, the things going on in it, then you're just not gonna, like, even the combat's gonna get you, because the combat's not great either.
Six games late,
That's gonna suck.
Yeah.
I think I might just, like, mainline the stories of 1 and 2, and then once 6 comes out, I'm just gonna fucking play that game.
Yeah, just watch some some cinematics and shit, and you'll be caught up.
Oh yeah, well, I believe 5, actually I think 6 might have all the cinematics from 1, 2, 3, and 4 that you can watch, and it totals up to like 5 hours, which is a lot.
That's, you have that time though.
I do. Well, it's a lot less time than playing all the games.
That is true.
But like, I just want to feel that connection to the main character.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. The fucking gang member.
Yeah, the Yakuza.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for Yakuza.
All right, and...
we got motherfucking Destiny.
Motherfucking Destiny 2!
Destiny 2 news?
Yeah, so what's going on with that?
So Destiny 2 is right around the corner. So it's next week from today.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Like the release?
Yeah, September 6th.
Yeah.
And then so... I'm just going to go over just like the stuff that we know is like out with the game and like what they have going on with it now. And especially with Gamescom that just happened, there was a lot of info that since they had a, what are they called? Where you're not allowed to speak about it. NDA, right?
Non-disclosure.
Yeah, they had that. So that recently just lifted. And so like a lot of new news about the places you can explore. So a lot of news about that's out. But I mean... I guess I'm just going to start with what we know. And so right now they're doing advertisements through Pop-Tart and Rockstar.
What? Wait, what?
So like you can pick up like a box of Pop-Tarts with like the Destiny Pop-Tarts, and you get like an EXP boost.
Oh, okay.
Same thing with the...
I'll eat some Pop-Tarts.
With the Rockstar energy drinks. But except for with them, you get these... you get an Ingram. And an Ingram's like an in-game item. And you can use one code a day, and then I think 13 codes throughout the week. So they really want you to get diabetes, but Pop-Tarts and Rockstar. Weren't you
one of these weird motherfuckers who was buying like cans and cans of Mountain Dew to get... Right?
So I'm going to jump in
for Halo 5?
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
You were just like, hey guys, if you get any of this, tell me the code.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump in on this. One time, Justin and I went to Walmart... because I needed shaving cream.
And they had Assassin's Creed stuff.
We grabbed the Assassin's Creed one so he can get the DLC code for, like, some Gillette
It's just, like, in-game items that they give you for, like...
A Gillette in-game item?
Is like, you get, like, a sword? No, it was
Gillette shaving cream, and they gave you, like, a random code that gave you a random item.
Yeah, with the Gillette logo on it.
Yeah, and it ended up being, like, a sword. They're just, like, in-game items that you can unlock through just, like... I guess just buying stuff in real life or whatnot.
Yeah, that's fine. And then we would buy the Code Red for World of Warcraft that didn't do anything.
No, it just tasted different. And then so they have
fucking idiot.
The PC beta is about to start. And then as soon as the PC beta is over, it's the release of the game. And then so the stuff that happened so far is like they say that there's like 80 missions or like 80 worthwhile activities that you can do in the game. And this is spread across the 4 new planets, which is the European Dead Zone, Io. There's Titan, and no, those are the third one is Nessus. Mm-hmm. So there's 4 new places you can go, and they have, I guess, maybe 25 activities you can do on all of them. They have one raid that they're coming out with the game. There is one strike that is confirmed, and that was in the beta. That's the inverted spire.
So, like, raids are just like big raids, right? Like WoW raids, like where you gather a bunch of
people. Yeah, do they make really you say WoW? Down.
And then,
no. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they can.
Wow. Strikes are like dungeons.
I wanted to do like dueling. Wow. dueling Owen Wilson's.
Dueling.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow. Wow. That's incredible. Wow. Wow. Anyway.
Strikes are like dungeons, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to get that right.
So, actually, the raids are like scaled down raids from WoW. So, it's okay. It's six people. And you go in and you do fights.
That's like Jeff Goldblum.
And then, like, the strikes are dungeons, pretty much. And then, so, they're adding new activities mm-hmm. that you can do. And actually, since you're bringing up dungeons, they have a new thing called Lost Sectors, mm-hmm. where they're like forgotten areas or caves throughout the landscape. And they're pretty much a dungeon. At the mm-hmm. end, you fight a boss and you get some items at the end.
Huh.
So that, yeah, now that you bring it up, that is a new thing that they're bringing to the game. And then with the inclusion of the Lost Sectors, you're still going to have your three main classes, the Warlock, the Hunter, and the Titan. What they revealed so far is that they've shown two subclasses, and they were in the beta, and that's just like for a Titan. That's like your Void and your Arc, so you can do like your Fist of Havoc and your, and the new one's the Sentinel, and you mm-hmm. throw a shield like Captain America, and you can put down a big bubble. But they didn't show anything of the third subclasses that you got in Destiny 1. And so those were leaked. I wouldn't even say leaked. I guess they were just shown off with the Gamescom footage is that mm-hmm. the third subclass is in the game. And then so a lot of stuff that they didn't want to show off until you get the game eventually ended up spreading all over the internet with the release of the European Dead Zone footage.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you pre-ordered this already, right?
I have it on pre-order, yeah.
All right. Do you think this is going to be worth it?
Yes.
Like, I know that sounds kind of dicky, but like you are you going to enjoy it more than Destiny 1?
I'm hoping to enjoy it more than Destiny 1. Okay.
If not, he will force it.
Yeah, if not, I'll end up buying Tekken 7.
Okay. Cuz you got like the collector's edition, right? That comes with like all the DLC and stuff.
For Destiny?
Destiny 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
So hopefully it's
$180.
Oh shit.
Yeah,
really?
No, it's $80.
Okay, well,
but
that's not too bad.
I'm hoping that I get my enjoyment from it. From the first game, I really enjoyed, and since Scott said something, what'd you say just a moment ago?
Wow!
But after that,
$180. No. I don't know what I said.
No, something about being excited for it. I'm overly excited for it. I shouldn't be as excited for a game, especially with Destiny 2. But I'm pretty excited about it.
You're hyped.
Yeah, and I know I shouldn't be because a lot of times I've gotten hyped for games and brought me back down.
Your new nickname was almost going to be Day One Disappointment. That's that's like what your whole MO is. You're like, yeah, I got that No Man's Sky at midnight, and I just downloaded. I was ready to go. It was pre-downloaded, and 15 minutes later, you were like, it's not very good.
Fucking stuck in space, yeah. Ran out of gas.
That's why you don't try anything new.
Yeah, and stick I was with like, man, like. I shouldn't just
play
be
Persona. For
I shouldn't whole life. Be this. I shouldn't be looking forward to this game, but I am.
Well, hey, everybody's gotta have something, baby.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's PlayStation 4, Xbox One X, or and whatnot, and then they have the PC release.
That's what they're gonna have to deal with forever. Is Xbox One, the Xbox One X, or whatever it is, and
fucking,
then
yeah.
the PlayStation 4 and the PS4 Pro.
Yeah. That grass Minecraft one.
I never, if you told me, hey, one day in the future, there's going to be a console with three X's in it. I mean, like, is Xerox making a console? Like, how is that possible?
Is this like the adult industry console?
Yeah, exactly. The triple X. That's what they should go by and then put Vin Diesel on
the
it.
Xbox One XX.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
Yeah, it really wasn't. You had to go back and figure it out.
And there's also estimated to be 50 to 55 hours of storyline stuff that you can do in this one, which is vastly different from the first game, because the first game had no story.
We need to stop.
Wow. I'm hoping that it changes my perspective on the game.
Maybe, but I doubt it.
Yeah, but I doubt it. But other than that, that's the only thing about Destiny 2 that came out this week.
Hell
at
yeah.
least for Gamescom.
I didn't know any of that. Gamescom was so, like, drab for me. I was just like,
On my on our doc, I have the episode as Lamescom.
Great.
Lamescom 2017.
Yeah, you hear that horse? It was super excited. Jose, put away those coconuts.
No. They're delicious.
Anyway, is that everything for Destiny 2?
That's everything that I brought up. So, yeah, that's
it. So, do you want to move on to this?
Yeah, we can move on to Taste Buds.
A.K.A.
Taste Buds.
Flavor Boys. Flavor Boys. TM. Anyway, do you want to pass them out or you want me to?
You're closer.
Okay, I'm going to hand them to you because I have a computer on my lap. Okay. So
while this is going on, I started laughing just now because I remember I watched a video of a coconut crab trying to break a fidget spinner. I don't know why.
It probably didn't like it.
No.
Oh.
Well, that wasn't... Cheers.
Quick recovery. This is when we find out they're not twist-offs.
Oh, are they not twist-offs?
I don't know.
They're not.
Yeah, they're for sure not.
Are they?
No, I don't think so. But
probably like the triple X. But
no, they're twist offs.
Are they?
Then why am I not? Am I weak?
You're just a weak boy.
Oh, got it. Yeah, you are. Hope you guys like ruining your shirt.
that's how my favorite shirt got a hole in it.
I got it. That shirt you can never wear it again because it has a bottle cap on it. You stupid bitch.
Why is it so sharp?
It hurts my fingers so bad. I'm going to pop it open. I'm trying to pop it like champagne because it hurts my hand too much. Jose, do you want to tell do you want to tell everybody what it is?
Yes, it is triple X XXX trademark registered. Yeah, it says it on here like in semi bold letters.
It says triple XXX trademark registered pure cane sugar root beer, caffeine free, gluten free since 1895. That's at least 100 years before I was born.
Yeah.
It smells very root beery.
Yeah.
And it's very vanilla.
A lot of vanilla.
We did get liked and retweeted by Balls.
Yeah, we did. I felt kind of bad saying that they only sell it at conventions.
Yeah. Well, I felt worse that you said to sweaty man children. That was the good part.
I'm just saying what I smelled and saw.
Yeah, this is very vanilla.
So we vanilla. everybody get a. My nose is broken this week. So
how's the legs?
So this is. Yeah. This really. Talks the talk.
Oh, this is brewed up in
Lafayette.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Lafayette. For some reason, I thought of the college Purdue. It's not up there.
You read Lafayette and then said Purdue.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, college.
You have the weirdest dyslexia. So this is our second root beer in a row for Taste Buds. But, you know, it's
but
a little
different.
But
this one isn't jammed-packed with
caffeine.
Heart-stopping amounts of caffeine.
Yeah, so Jose, you want to give it a shot and give us your thoughts? Jose's taking a swig, a big swig. He's a big swigger. Hey, big sorry, swigger. Everybody. Sorry. Hi.
Okay.
How was that? How was it?
I taste ginger for some reason.
Okay. Is there ginger in this? I didn't even look. Remember when you guys tried to hand a giant can of a bottle of soda over my very expensive computer?
Yeah, that was.
I think about that every day of my life.
I'm not tasting ginger. I'm tasting vanilla.
Yeah, there's no ginger in this, so you guys try
it
out while
I tasted some vanilla. Let us know what you find, Scott. It smells like a lot of vanilla, like someone just put a scoop of vanilla in here.
This is pretty delicious, actually. This is way better than Balls. Sorry, Balls. Get out of here.
A significant source of fat cat. That says fat cow.
That means calories.
Ah, so I cut my finger trying to open that bottle.
Yeah, it was. I think my shirt has 3 holes in it now.
It has 10, but we could talk about that later. This podcast sucks.
I don't know. Well,
we start off good, as in like we start off thinking it's good, and at the end we're like, no, we're
why do we do this?
We've established that our listeners don't listen to us for the games.
Yeah, because it's bad.
Like, it's a train wreck.
I was thinking
this.
Like we're in no way in the industry. Most of our takes are bad. And we still decide to come every week. I'm going to take another sip.
I'm part of the industry. I've donated to a couple of Kickstarters, and I am part of the development of certain games, like Bubsy.
And you also created Fig, the world's most popular game development.
That was me.
Kickstarter website.
Totally. It's also caffeine free. Yes, so there's no caffeine.
And no gluten. It's no fun. Maybe not. Yeah, this is way better than Balls. The name leads something to be desired, especially because it seems like the T is meant to be an I down here.
Triple X.
So I like how when I took a picture and said, technically, shouldn't it be XXXXXXXX root beer?
Yes.
And I was like, no, that's too many X's.
But it should be either triple and then one X or just three X's. That's all it should be.
So nine X's.
Yeah, if you're saying triple XXX, then that's... I know how they want me to read it, but it's wrong. Please send us free root beer. It's pretty good.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
like
Triple
it.
X. This is a great root beer. Out of Lafayette, Indiana.
Like a taxi.
yeah, your shit looks like a taxi.
Balls, if you want to send us more root beer, go ahead.
Or root beer.
We won't drink it because our heart will explode. Mine will. We'll accept the root beer.
Yeah, I'll open a P.O. box just to get free root beer. Any root beer maker wants their shit talked about on our podcast, get a hold of me, man.
Yeah, as we say, two of us really enjoy root beer.
And one of us likes to eat that.
What?
I think you say,
damn.
I got to bleep
out of that one of us.
Out of this and the restaurant up in, what is it, Broad Ripple that has the root beer? Uh-huh. I forget what it's called. The
Brewhouse pub.
Yeah, something like
Brewtown
that.
Their,
Broad Ripple Brew Pub.
I was close.
Yeah, their root beer is really good also.
It is pretty good, yes. I do enjoy it.
And they're like onion rings or whatever.
But
Those are bad.
I would need like a bottle of that just to see, like do some comparisons. But hey, this is really good.
Hold on, while we're in taste buds, I just have a question. So Final Fantasy 15 is coming to the PC as well as you mentioned earlier. At least iPhone, if not Android as well.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are iffy about Android because it's pretty easy to pirate on that.
Yeah.
Someone involved in the game said they're hoping that the player base uses their discrepancy when it comes to stuff like nude mods.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, do you think the guy who like makes the nude mods, like at some point he goes like, this looks pretty good, and then like just rolls back in his chair and just jerks off for a little while?
First of all, like in that article, they showed off the wrong character. Like they didn't have any of the guys there.
Yeah, I know. That's
like,
why.
Cause I'm pretty sure that's the big like. Player base wants to see the guys.
If no one saw the tweet, it said,
"Gladdy Daddy,
I'm ready." I said, "I'm ready to see Prompto's hog pronto." I say, "Did a nose spit take?"
And I say, "Equipment almost got ruined."
Yeah, I think Jose actually spit on all the equipment once.
Yeah,
back when it just
us
two.
This thing.
Yeah, well, no, he spit on my computer when we were sitting over there. Piece of shit.
And we learned I can't gargle.
Oh yeah,
that oh, goes yeah, my I forgot about career. That.
Do you ever think
we all say things we regret? Don't worry.
Do you ever think Jesus was like, I'm having a threesome all the time?
Yeah, bro.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's what I imagine. I bet Jesus was a fucking nerd.
Look at him.
I mean, that's why he wrote the Bibles, because everyone was like, this fucking idiot. Like, he can't do anything. He can't even swing a hammer right. And he's like, I'm a carpenter. And he's like,
bullshit.
We don't even give you nails, dude. You're bad. And so he wrote the Bible, like, and he could like, walk on water.
Yeah,
and he could heal you. And he could, like, take a fish and make it more
fish.
See
this wine? I could make it into a wine.
So he was OG Stan Lee.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Why is that?
He was the original Stan Lee.
Yeah, I know what OG means, you bitch. Why is
Wait,
he...
is that what OG means?
It means original gangster.
Okay, I thought it was original.
But why is he OG Stan Lee? How does he relate
because
to Stan
he made
Lee?
The very first superhero, which was himself,
the Spider-Man
in a comic. Rick. So the Bible is just a comic.
Wasn't the very first superhero Superman?
Yeah.
No, it was Jesus.
It was two Jews.
Yeah, Jesus it was Jesus, man.
It was the first superhero.
Wow. I would read
wow.
that comic
Damn
book.
It.
Wow.
Wow.
You gotta go, wow.
Apparently it's really good because millions of people follow
like,
it.
The
queen.
Bible?
Yeah.
I mean, do people follow it? Guys, let's talk about organized religion.
No, they probably read it. Yeah, take that, all religions
yeah.
that are organized.
If I'm you're more... unorganized, like if you guys don't even know who your God is, we're all about you.
Yeah.
You don't even know what the fuck you're doing.
Okay, wow. That's what Satanism's wow. all about. Like, Satan, what about Baphomet or that other fucker, yeah, Beelzebub?
Do you think people are going to get upset when, like, decent people go to hell and like Satan is just hanging out sitting on a lawn chair. Like, what up?
Yeah.
You guys can pretty much do whatever you want.
Have fun.
Don't point guns at each other.
And then you go to heaven and you're like, dude, you can't fuck here.
Yeah, I know.
Like, that's a hell thing.
You're like, where's my wife? It's like, she remarried as soon as she got up here. Yeah, she did not like
fucking, you. So don't worry about it. Don't worry.
She is not in Pound Town. But if you go to Pound Town, we have great bars. They are not alcoholic beverages. Yeah. They're all cranberry juice.
I'm gonna say everything is white and gold.
Yeah,
and pristine.
It's gold plated. We can't afford that. We don't have hell money.
You go to casinos and fucking.
Oh yeah, hell. I
lawn
bet
chairs.
Dude, hell is probably rad. Oh, yeah. I know they try to make it seem bad, but I bet
there's just too many people there for it to be bad.
Well, that's hell? My thing. Like, yeah. Why would Satan be like, I'm gonna punish these people? Let not at this party.
Yeah, I hope to like go to hell, and then there's like Superman and Batman.
Oh yeah, Superman's for sure gonna be down there.
And Kirby.
Yeah.
I'm like, see his feet? I'm gonna say, take off your shoes, and it's gonna be a little pudgy round thing, so I'm gonna be like, this is fucked up.
The one thing you gotta help for. This is fucked up.
I'd like to go back.
Got too late.
Yeah, man. you've already signed the lease. I'm like, man, I got 2 years in hell. This fucking this sucks.
Gotta deal with fucking Kirby's round feet.
I bet. Do you think Satan is a good landlord?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think they don't say Lord in hell?
He's like landman.
He's a landman. What is this podcast about? Root beer.
Yeah, root beer and balls.
Balls.
The drink. Balls.
Yeah, I'm gonna take another sip. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think I drank it too fast. Now my tummy hurts.
Oh yeah, man.
But my tummy hurts a lot nowadays. Anyways. Especially after drinking the Baltz root beer, I think it's gonna put me in cardiac arrest.
I like drinking like a highly caffeinated soda because it makes you shit super fast.
Just spray.
That's what all the caffeine is about. Is it's just like a long ride through the rapids. It's just like like. I love anything that makes my butthole into a minigun. You know?
So it's the caffeine that makes you poop, right?
Oh, I don't know. It's what makes me poop.
Because I hate sorry for talking coffee. About poop. It's okay. Yeah, then I'll stop to do that.
Anyway, let's move on to a segment that... Either put it on the fucking thing.
Well, no,
because
I'm like, I don't want to make a noise, but I'll hold it.
Here, I'll hold
I need
it.
Something. Yeah. No, I need something
let him hold it. He just bashes them together.
Put it back in here.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll end up taking a picture later. Anyway, let's move on to what is, and this is going to be directed at Justin first. With his
one second.
We call him Justin Two Beers.
Yeah, can only hold two.
So, with what is, the first question is nostalgia hurting the gaming industry? It's obviously not impacting negatively financially because people still buy that shit. Jose, I believe, is a firm believer of paying for remakes and
hell yeah,
collections
bro.
And all that.
As bad as it is.
But what about in terms of new ideas, new project, new IPs? We'll go to Justin first as he burps.
In my notes, I put yes because I put obviously there's our cash grabs. Another reason why I think remakes are bad is because it's not making the way for new IPs, like you said, because developers will focus more on remaking old titles instead of branching out and making new games with new ideas. I guess stuff that's original. But I guess the other side of the coin is that why try to make something new when you can make something that you know people will buy based off, you know, what they played when they were younger.
Yeah, and I think that kind of comes with sequels as well.
Yeah, so to me it's like two sides of the coin, really.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the one of the large problems is, kind of like you called it a cash grab, is that I think a lot of people would like to believe that games are made, like, you know, if you have children, they probably haven't played Final Fantasy III. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So when you get a remake, you like to think, oh, they're doing it so a new generation can interact with it. Maybe you could say that about Secret of Mana, I don't know. But I think for the most part, it's just like, you liked this game, yeah. Buy it again.
I was going to say, Secret of Mana is strictly for us. Like
me and you?
Yeah. I know people like it, and it's like, but it's strictly for like the people who played it back then. Like, I don't think they're going to try to get any children into the...
Yeah, I don't think so, really. But
I do think it's bad in a way, just because there are certain companies that don't know what to do anymore. Capcom, for example.
Yeah.
Where they're coming out with like the ports. I gotcha. They're using kind of like a nostalgia, like with Okami. Like, how many? There's been three ports of Okami already.
Will this be the fourth one or third one?
I think this would be the fourth one.
The fourth one, yeah, right. Yeah.
But then there's other ones that are like, oh, they remade the DuckTales games.
Yeah.
And certain people wanted those. But then you get like the ones that, like, they're just like remakes. Not remakes, but like remasters, and like they kind of try to go into that. But like, do you mean like in the terms of like, hey, let's. There's a Mega Man 8 came out this long time ago. Let's make Mega Man 9, but we'll make it in the retro style instead of work with something new.
I mean, that kind of goes along with it, but I guess, you know, with us seeing Secret of Mana, mm-hmm. and I think to an extent that's what you're mentioning with mm-hmm. Mega Man is fine in the same way that Sonic Mania is obviously done a lot in the same style of the original Sonic games, but with some new aspects to it. I think the issue comes with the fact that like the Mega Man collection has been released 10 plus times?
Yeah, yeah.
For different systems and everything. And that's purely a cash grab because those are easy ports. For sure, ports.
Especially since like that company has proven that they don't really have much up their sleeves.
Yeah, or at least that's what they make it seem.
With that said, like with nostalgia things, I do think there is a place for a decent amount of it. Like with indie developers, they would make like Metroidvania games. And like, because those games are kind of dying out.
Yeah.
But thanks to like the whole indie scene, those games keep coming out.
Yeah.
Like Blasphemous, Bloodstained that's coming out, games like that. But I do think it's kind of bad because then you get those companies that are like, well, we don't know what to do. Just come out with a collection of these games or bring this back again.
Yeah.
And but I think a good company is going to be like, let's make a new IP. Like, this is what we're going to be working with now.
I think what Capcom's doing with Secrets of Mana and what Square Enix is doing with Final Fantasy VII, like, if you completely redo the entire game, then to me, that's a remaster. That's a new...
That can be almost considered a new experience.
Yeah. Like, to me, that is, like, what a remaster should be, not, like, a HD remaster, what they did with, like, the Halos, where they just redid the artwork.
The Grand Theft Auto series, the triple pack thing.
The gameplay is all the same. It just looks new.
The remake for Metal Gear for the GameCube.
Yeah.
How they remade that completely and added new freaking stealth mechanics for it.
Yeah.
Who's making Secret of Mana?
I actually don't know.
Because I know they Square published it back in the day.
Yeah. I thought it was Capcom that's doing it.
Capcom.
No, it's Square. Sorry. Yeah.
Is it Square?
Yeah. Okay. When you said Capcom, yes. I didn't want to say
yeah,
no.
Yeah, so I meant both Square Enixes. Yeah. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. I think what mine kind of came down to is that we've certainly lost the balance between nostalgia and new IPs. And like Jose mentioned, the problem is that indie games... Because of stuff like Steam and even how the PSN store is sort of moderated and just sort of presented to you, you have to do a lot as an indie developer to really get your game out there. And then what happens is you have stories like, what is it, Supermassive that did Bastion?
Yeah.
And then you have Transistor and stuff like that. And then people follow them. But there are so many indie games that go sort of unloved and don't get that
for sure
that press, basically. And then so those really get buried under all this awful shit. And then you don't have AAA titles, AAA developers really taking, going to the edge of something completely different. And you just have them saying, well, what if we made our version of like an Assassin's Creed game?
Yeah.
You don't have many people taking that leap in the AAA game setting and really going for it. And you see that a lot in indie developers, but again, it's just so easy to get buried underneath everybody.
Luckily, like with the whole like the video game journalism and all that stuff, I feel like it's a lot easier to see those hidden indie games nowadays. Yeah. Like they pop up and you're like, oh, you guys have never tried this indie game. It's really good. And then they get the recognition eventually.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like I used to get excited over like nostalgia stuff. Like, yeah, Mega Man's back. But now every time I see a new IP, I'm like, this looks fucking great. Like the whole thing with Biomutant, I'm like, this is interesting.
Yeah, I'm glad they did it. And unfortunately, the problem with that is when stuff fails nowadays, they don't really say, well, let's give it another shot.
No.
You know, that's not really a thing anymore. Like the only thing I can think of is Knack, and they'll do Knack too. But usually if it fails, it's like, all right, guys, we didn't make our money back. We can't really take that chance again. People didn't like this character or the setting or whatever it is. And that's when the issue comes in.
make a remake of a fucking Mega Man Collection game.
Yeah, exactly.
They run well, though, because the PS2, the GameCube ones, those were bad.
Good.
They were badly ported.
So how many times will you continue to buy those?
Oh, forever.
Okay, good.
I'm in it. I'm in it to win it, baby.
All right, so moving on to question two. We'll start with Jose this time. Who do you think is your parents' favorite child?
Me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think they like you more than
Scott,
Eric?
Scott, yes, me.
Oh, my God. Okay. Is that your answer?
Yeah, that's me. Okay. I have no reason why.
Okay.
Me.
What about you, Justin?
My parents' favorite children are the grandkids.
No, that's not what that means.
Okay,
you know that.
So then it's the middle child.
You have two sisters.
It's the middle child, so which is my...
Your slightly older sister.
Yeah, slightly older sister.
To be honest, I feel like you were kind of the favorite, though.
No, I always had bad grades.
So did I, but my
did
parents
have good
still love me more than my
parents. Or
no,
my sisters. No, we all had bad grades.
Okay,
except
then why
the
does
middle
that matter?
Child.
Oh, okay.
To be fair, my brother also has better grades, better GPA.
Bigger dick.
Bigger dick. Dude, we've talked about this before.
Don't worry, he's street legal. He's 16.
Woo!
Wow.
Wow. That's it.
Yeah.
So yeah, got bigger your middle. Mine is for sure my biological sister.
Yeah.
She has grandkids and stuff, and she's better looking than me, and her dick is bigger. So, you know, that's what I'm getting.
She doesn't have a podcast, though.
Yeah, she does. She has four, and they're very successful.
Dang.
Okay. Rip. And then question three, Justin, we'll start with you again. What is?
What is when you're... laying in bed, but you're not in bed because you're on the bathroom floor.
Uh-huh.
And you're freaking out because the light post is a portal. That's
okay.
What it is.
No, we're done. Jose, what about you?
You cut that off fast.
Knowing exactly what Justin is talking about and wondering why he was so fascinated being under that toilet paper roll.
And then for me, I'd say it's like rain on your wedding day. It's like good advice that you just didn't take.
Mm-hmm.
So who am I? Anyway, that's it. That's what it is.
Bye.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, last week we ended abruptly because it was the worst episode ever.
Yeah. This time we don't have to apologize.
I was gonna say, did we?
Well, we still will.
Did we get many views from that?
Yes, a bunch of people watched it. They were very confused. It was just a blank screen. He said viewers. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, did listeners? Many people listen to it?
Yes, and I remember checking. Our stats on SoundCloud.
Uh-oh.
And I logged in and it said likes -1. That's not even possible. So it's like as if someone liked it and then their account got deleted or something. I don't know what it would have been.
Oh, it got taken away.
But I was like, how does that happen? I looked up if it could happen. They were like, no. I was like, oh, great.
You just log in and it says, we had to remove this.
Yeah, I was waiting. He doesn't even know about the Easter egg in it.
Oh, shit. Did you listen to it?
No.
Good, but... So, this is a spoiler for anyone who wanted to find out on their own. The entire episode... Please don't take this down because of this. You can barely hear it. But the entire episode for 1 hour, 6 minutes, and some change, Daddy Yankee's Gasolina is playing under the entire podcast.
Really?
Yeah. And whenever we go into little breaks of silence, you hear, don't know. And it's I'll play it for you once we're done here. But yeah, I put it under the entire podcast.
Did you just play it on super low?
Yeah, so people could barely hear it.
That's
pretty
neat.
Great. It's fantastic.
That's neat.
Yeah.
We're really big fans of Daddy Yankee.
Hey, Daddy Yankee, send us some gasoline.
Yeah, send us some gasoline.
If you want to fly us out to a concert, please do that.
Yeah, even if it's here, please get us on a plane. Amen. I want to go in a big circle and taxi for 45 minutes.
Yeah, dale.
I want to go up and see how flat the earth is.
Yeah. I want to take a level with me on a plane and duct tape it to us, to a flight
like,
attendant's
see,
face.
The world's flat.
Yeah. I don't understand curvature. Anyway, you guys have anything else to say? Oh, by the way, if you're a flat earther, please comment and give us a 5-star review and we'll stop making fun of you. But until then, fucking
idiot. I'll start saying that the earth is flat, truthfully, if you guys comment something good and give us 5 stars.
Yeah, that's true. We'll just change our opinions.
And
do you want us to be racist now?
Dumbasses.
Give us $5.
Oh.
A piece. Okay, anything from you guys before we call it quits today?
Shenmue looks really bad.
Yes, it does. But they said they're going to fix his face.
Doubt it.
It's weird. It's out next year.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Next year is so close.
Yeah.
I think this is this year our 10-year meatless anniversary? Or is that next year?
That will be next year for me.
Next year? Okay. So, you know.
Congratulations.
Hey, thanks. 9 years in.
And not killing animals.
I mean, I still kill them.
Yeah, you still kill them. You just don't eat them.
I do the reverse of what Native Americans do, where they say to use every part. Mm-hmm. I'm like attaching new bones to it. Just leaving it there. Yeah,
you're going to walk again.
Yeah.
No.
And then I do a little marionette. It's in my basement. It's real cool. Anyway, you've been listening to episode 28 of The Rat King. Remember to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And don't forget, we're also on Google Play and SoundCloud. So follow us there. Leave reviews. It's real cool. Leave us a 5-star review, and we will personally come to your home and beat up the weakest person inside. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Rat King Podcast, and send your questions, comments, corrections, and suggestions to ratkingpodcast@gmail.com. And honestly, we'll probably read those in the next couple episodes. That's it for this week. I've been Scott Petty.
I've been Jose Merguia.
And I've been Justin.
See ya.
Bye.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow.